This is Jamil Jaffer. I'm a staff attorney with the National Security Program here at the ACLU. When the ACLU and other human rights organizations began to express concerns about maltreatment of prisoners in U.S. custody, the response of the U.S. government was simply to deny that the abuse was taking place. Secretary Rumsfeld, for example, said in 2002 that those who were expressing concerns about the treatment of prisoners were, quote, uninformed, misinformed, or poorly informed. Then, when the Abu Ghraib photographs first came to light in April 2004, the government changed its tune. It acknowledged that prisoners had been abused, but it assured the public that the abuses were isolated occurrences and that they were perpetrated not as a consequence of policy, but rather by rogue soldiers. One of the things we've learned through the Freedom of Information Act, and this is discussed in the report we're filing with the committee today, is that this story, this claim that abuse was isolated, is simply not true. The abuse and even torture of prisoners was, unfortunately, pervasive in detention centers run by the U.S. in Iraq, Afghanistan, and also at Guantanamo Bay. The documents we've obtained through litigation are really quite grim. Emails written by FBI agents state that military interrogators at Guantanamo stripped prisoners naked, threatened them with dogs, confined them in extreme temperatures, and subjected them to physical beatings and sexual humiliation. In November 2002, FBI agents observed a prisoner after he'd been subjected to intense isolation for over 3 months in a cell that was always flooded with light. By late November, the prisoner was exhibiting behavior consistent with extreme psychological trauma. According to the FBI agents, he was talking to non-existent people, hearing voices, and crouching in the corner of the cell covered with a sheet. A lot of what took place at Guantanamo can fairly be characterized as torture, and in fact, that's exactly how FBI agents described it, with that label. If you look at the documents we obtained through the Freedom of Information Act, and there are about 100,000 pages in total, what you'll see is that the maltreatment of prisoners was pervasive, it was systemic. In fact, multiple prisoners were killed in the course of interrogations. The government itself has acknowledged 27 homicides in custody, and our documents suggest that there were many more. So Secretary Rumsfeld's contention that abuse was isolated is simply not true. Prisoners were abused and tortured in Guantanamo, in Iraq, and in Afghanistan. And the reports we've got come not only from the prisoners themselves, but from soldiers, military contractors, and, as I mentioned, from FBI agents. Now, the obvious question is how this was allowed to happen. Was it just a matter of lax oversight, or was it the result of deliberate policy decisions? And again, the documents that are now in the public domain, and which we discuss in our report, are really quite damning. Administration officials in Washington created a legal framework in which abuse and torture, previously considered off-limit, were made lawful. And military and civilian leaders, including Secretary Rumsfeld and General Jeffrey Miller, exploited that framework. As we discuss in the report, what took place in the detention centers was the result of deliberate policy decisions, and those decisions were made by senior military and civilian leaders.